Make sure you get written permission before the hunts get started. We're lining up some great future hunting opportunities next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Don't procrastinate getting written permission to hunt property you don't own. Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse gets out the pen.
Obviously, one of the problems we have is most of the pheasants are going to be living on private property. So you do need to get written permission from a landowner before you hunt their properties. They're pretty stickly about it, that if conservation officers will sometimes write tickets, even though people have permission to hunt it, if you don't physically have it written down in a note with your license, they can still write you a citation even if you have legal permission to hunt the property. So make sure you do get that written permission and have it with you if you're hunting private property. You actually physically have to have it written down. Some property that I've hunted for doves, and some friends and family owned property out by Delta, and one of the kids we were hunting on his property the other day, a fish and game officer was going to give him a ticket when he was hunting pheasants last year. He was on his dad's property. Now, he owned his own farm, 60 acres, but he grew up. He's only 21 years old, and he's hunting his dad's property. And the conservation officer said, sorry, you don't have written permission. It's like, this is my dad's farm. What are you talking about? He had to actually call his dad. His dad had to drive down and tell him, yeah, it's okay. He's my son. He's like, because he didn't have it written down. He wasn't the legal owner of the property. Of course, he'd grown up there all his life hunting it, but he was kind of mad. But then he said, that makes sense. They're trying to follow the rules of the law.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.